you are visiting with us, that we are proud to have you. I'm not our regular preacher, so don't judge today by the preaching you hear. Be sure to come back because our regular preacher, Tim, will be back. I was talking to David this morning. I am what you call a three-page preacher. Every sermon I've ever wrote is about 3 pages, and that may be 10 minutes, it may be 20. I'm not real sure, but I sure am glad to hear you, that you're here today. I am humbled once again, as I always am, to be able to speak to you, and I pray that you do get a little something out of this lesson. Our scripture reading was from Psalms 46:1, and this morning we're going to talk about God's refuge, His strength, and His help as it applies to our lives. We all know that life isn't easy, and I think we would all agree that at times we struggle. This morning in Sunday school, we talk about Job and the troubles he goes through in life, and hopefully this will tie in a little bit with that. You know, there are times that we're just not sure what to do or where to turn, because life sometimes gets us down. But thankfully, we have a Father in heaven who is always there for us, no matter what we're going through. All we have to do is turn to Him, and we can seek His comfort and His mercy. God is never too busy for us. He's always there, always willing for us to come to Him. We just have to make sure that we humble ourselves, and we need to submit to His will and His obedience, and He will comfort and protect us. Begin with, God is our refuge. When you think about a physical perspective, a refuge is normally a place, or this is coming from the definition, or a condition of being safe from pursuit or danger or trouble. I think most of us feel like our home, or we hope that our home is a refuge, a place that we feel comfortable. There are many other places that we can find a refuge. I know for myself, being an outdoorsman, I find a lot of peace and comfort in nature. When I'm in the woods, it gives me a sense of peace. It's a good time to think. Seems like my troubles will just dissolve away because you're able to be in God's creation and think about and be humbled about that He created all this for us. So we all have somewhere that makes us feel this way, or I hope that you do. You think about all the evil and violence that's in the world today, feeling safe is important. Unfortunately, you know, we'd like to think that coming to church is a place that you could be safe and not have to worry about that. We know things that's happened and in the past that even a place of worship is not safe anymore due to the evil in the world, but we have to just trust in God that He will take care of us. The only true refuge that we can find is in God and His Son, Jesus Christ. You think about all man can do, he can only harm our physical body. Man cannot harm our soul. In Christ, we know that our soul is safe, or it has refuge. A Christian will only know physical death. If we have lived according to God's will, we know that we have the promise, the forgiveness of our sins, and a hope of a home with Him one day in heaven. God also provides refuge from sin, sadness, sickness, all of our troubles. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." Jesus provides refuge from all these things. He will stay with us and help us through no matter what we face. We can find comfort in His words and through the avenue of prayer, and we can talk to God about anything. I know myself, I'm one of those type people, I'm bad to keep everything inside. I'm not good about talking about things that trouble me a lot of times or what's bothering me. However, when you think, if you're this way, you can talk to God at any time. I mean, God also, He gives us brothers and sisters to help us out, but He is always there, night or day. He'll never judge. He'll never turn away. Or as we talked about in class this morning with Job's friends, they tried to tell him, "You're going through this because of something you've done." God will never do that to us. God is always there, and He will always listen. And I know myself, talking to God always makes me feel better. It gives me a sense of peace and comfort knowing that I have a Savior that loves me that much. We can also find comfort in the Scripture. You know, when you turn to the Bible, there's an answer for every question you might have in your life. No matter what you're facing, God has given us an answer through the Scriptures. We just have to be willing to open it and study it daily, several times daily if possible. and we will be able to find the refuge there. And finally, as far as a refuge, we can find refuge through God's love. You know, it gives you a great sense of comfort or peace to know that you are loved. And when you think about God's love, we know in John 3:16 how much God loved us. You know, he sent his only son to die for us. You know, that, my friend, is love. And I mean, when you think about being loved that much, how could you not have refuge in Christ to be loved that much? Second point I've got is God is our strength. When you think about as humans, we think about strength. We think about physical strength. We think about being strong. When I first thought about strength, I thought about my brother Norris. If you've ever let Norris give you a big bear hug, you'll know strength. That man is strong. And that's what we think about when we think about strength, is physical strength. God gives us mental, spiritual, and hopefully even moral strength when we live through him. As Christians, you know, we still have difficulties, hardships, and temptations. Becoming Christian does not give you a free pass for the troubles in your life. It's just human nature it's just life that we're going to have troubles. We have troubles in our life today because of the sin that was allowed to enter the world. If in the garden that sin had never been allowed, we wouldn't have these troubles, but it was. So it's part of life. We have to have troubles. That's just because sin was allowed to enter into the world. God, however, gives us the strength to face these troubles and weather the storms we face in life. I did a sermon one time that was titled Storms of Life, and that's what Brother Steve always likes to talk about, the things we face in life are storms. And it is true, we face storms in our life. But our strength should come from the faith that we have in God. We know that God loves us, and we know that God wants what is best for us. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." In times of trouble, we should turn our worries, and we all have worries, into prayer. We should talk to God, and he will give you peace. As we talked about earlier this morning, and I talked about this in my Storms of Life sermon, and go back to, it was David Shannon actually brought it up. You weather these storms with God. And that's how, you know, you want to come out of that storm on the other side with God. And that's how you handle things. It has a lot to do with God being with you, you know. And to me, I can't imagine people that don't have God in their life or they don't have any type of faith. I really don't see how they can weather these storms that we face. He gives us so much strength. When I was dealing with my mother's health and the death of her, and some of you know what we went through with this difficult time. The way I got through that was my belief that, number one, that God's will would be done. And that's what I prayed to him daily, several times daily, dealing with her health and the condition she was in, that his will would be done. And once again, it gave me so much strength to know that through prayer, it's what got me through. And I still struggle and am dealing with all this, and it still is what helps me through. And that strength, that's God gives you the kind of strength to face these storms or these difficult times. And when I think about Mother's health, I was her healthcare agent. I had to make some really difficult decisions that I hope I never have to make again. But God's what got me through that. I would pray to God about the decisions I had to make, pray that I was making the right decision, and pray that he would give me the strength to do what I had to do. And he did. He helped me make the right decisions. He gave me that strength. And it was a difficult time. But he also gives us strength to resist the temptation. You know, we all have different types of temptation. Satan knows individually what can get each one of us. He knows the temptation that is what would be able to tempt each one of us. With God, we can find the strength to resist that temptation. Once again, I go back to constant study, prayer, you know, talk to God, and the decision that we need to make to live Christ-like. And through this, he'll give us strength. Also, remember 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says that no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, and you may be able to bear it. When we read this, it says that we won't be tempted beyond what we can bear. That's a strong statement. It says, you know, we know that we're going to be tempted, but God won't let us be tempted beyond what we can we can bear, and He will give us a way of escape. You know, and this even goes back to part of the refuge too. You know, God has given us a church family. He gives us brothers and sisters that love us, who are there for us, and they are there for us to be able to talk to go to gain strength from them also. Hopefully, you know, I know in my case, I was blessed with a good spouse that helps me, helps gives me strength, helps resist the temptations that I deal with. And He gives us, you know, and Nick even talked about this in his lesson this morning. He gives us, we have to think about what we're dealing with. Sometimes, you know, we have to get away from whatever it is. We just have to flee, whatever that temptation is. And sometimes that's people. We have to sometimes get away from so-called friends that might, as Nick said, when we change our life and we become a Christian, sometimes these people don't want to be around us, you know, but we have to be able to distance ourselves from some of these people in these situations. And that's the escape that God gives us. He gives us all these things to help us get away from these temptations. So God provides us the escape. We just have to use it. So we rely on God's strength and not our own. We can conquer any trial and make it through any hardship. And I really like Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we use this a lot. I know Tim uses it, and it's a really good scripture. And when you think about the strength that we have through God and Christ, we can get through anything. We just have to be humble enough and willing enough to turn to Him and lean on Him and trust that He will get us through whatever trouble we're going to. And finally, the last part of Psalms 46:1 said that God is a very present help in trouble. Of course, actually, I mean, I've already been discussing troubles that we go through in our life. But the greatest trouble that we can ever face in our life is meeting God not prepared. We have to be prepared to meet our Savior. As I said earlier, as a Christian, we only have to worry about facing the physical death. If we've lived as He has taught us to, if we've taken the steps we need to in the plans of salvation, if we've lived a Christian life, the physical death is the only one we'll ever have to face. We'll be able to be in paradise with God someday. If we haven't, then we've got troubles. We're going to have problems in our life. So God has given us help here also. When I go back to John 3:16, you know, He sent His Son to save us from our sins and to give us a hope. So we have that hope, and hope is the greatest thing, you know. We have that hope that we will be in heaven one day. And like I said earlier, there's no guarantee that this life is going to be easy. But if we have that hope and we do what God has told us, we know that we will be in paradise one day. 1 Timothy 2:4 says that God desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God doesn't want any of us to perish. He wants us all to go to heaven. He wants us to gain the knowledge of the truth, and we do that by studying His Word, by attending services, hanging out, and, you know, associating with Christian people. All these things will help us to get stronger and to live the kind of life we need to. You know, God gives us so many chances. He gives us the chance to get away from everything, to do away with all our sin, to make it through difficult times. We just have to be willing to accept the generous and merciful gifts He has given us. You know, as we've said many times, if you feel like God is far away, God hasn't moved. It's us that has. Now this morning, as we always do, you may be feeling like in your life that you need a sense of refuge, that you need strength. You may feel like that you are far away, that you need to come back to God. Maybe you've never been baptized. Today is the greatest time, the best time. You know, whenever the invitation is offered, that's the time, that's the best time right there, because, and y'all have heard me say it 100 times, we don't know that we'll get another chance. We really need to accept this invitation to become a Christian, and you will understand and you will gain that refuge and that strength and that peace that comes by being a child of God. Perhaps you are a Christian and you are dealing with things that you don't feel like you have the strength. You don't know where to turn. You're not sure what you're going to do next. you come forward and we will pray for you, we'll pray with you, and as a church we'll gather around you and we will help you in whatever troubles you need help with. We just pray that if you have anything you need help with, you come while we stand and sing.